This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it.
All right.
Amen.
Good evening. Welcome, caller.
Good evening. How are you all?
All right, Sister Susan.
Good evening, Sister Susan.
Well, good evening to all of you all. Yes. You had a wonderful day?
Absolutely, absolutely. How is the good weather in Alabama?
Oh, everything's good. Everything's beautiful. Weather's beautiful, you know. Not raining.
Mm-hmm.
Sun is shining
mm-hmm.
bright. So
mm-hmm.
it's nice. It's not really real hot either.
That's good. That's the way it is here.
Okay.
MacArthur's doing okay?
MacArthur's right leg bothering him again.
Okay.
So you got to take it easy trying to walk.
Okay. Need to put him on the prowl list then.
Need to what?
Put him on the prowl list.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Please do.
All right. Well, good evening, y'all. It's August 25th, 2024, about 7:02 p.m., and we are ready for our walk in the Word this evening. Welcome to the 3 P's and the E, preaching, prayer, praise, and equipping. By teaching in accordance with Matthew 28, verses 19 through 24. On the behalf of Gavin Place, Beyond the Wall, Gates of Pride Tabernacle, Out of the Box Ministries, and Thursday Night in the Scriptures by Minister Mary Whitfield, we welcome you to the call this evening. We welcome you to our walk in the Word. We're going to begin our session tonight with prayer by Sister. Is Deacon Everett online? Deacon Innocent? So we'll start with prayer by Ruby Sunshine Dudley. We'll have a song by Sister Milton. And then we will have our Walk in the Word by the one and only Pastor Eileen. We are ready to begin this evening.
Our Father, Lord God, we come this evening saying thank you. Lord, we're so grateful that you woke us up this morning. Lord, we are grateful that you kept us all day long from danger. Lord, we thank you for bringing us down to the 7 p.m. hour. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you forgive us for all our sins, Lord. We ask that you create within us a clean, pure heart. Lord God, we come praying right now in the name of Jesus for the sick of over this land, Lord God. We come lifting up Uncle John, Lord God. We come lifting up Mother Neal, Lord God. We come lifting up Sister Wembley in the name of Jesus. We ask for a special for them. Lord God, is Apostle prepared to bring the word to us, your people? We pray right now that you touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. We pray that you bless everything that she touches in the name of Jesus. We lift up Minister Deborah to you, Lord God, as she comes to us week after week, day after day, and teaching your word. And we thank you for these people, God. We thank you for Pastor Tyson.
Yes.
I want to pray right now for everybody on this line because they could have been doing something else, Lord God. But, Lord God, in to hear from you one more time. So we're so ever grateful for that, Lord God. We're asking blessings on that household, blessings on that finances, Lord God, blessings, healing in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Yes.
Bodies of ours, Lord God. You know what we're going through. We just ask right now on of our knees, Lord God. Lord God, have your way. Your way, Lord God. Have your way. We lift up Mike Arthur to you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Head, Lord God, touch him from the top of his head.
Yes, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord.
Heal, Lord God. Sister Laura, Mother Laura, Lord God, in the name
of Jesus.
This morning, God. We just thank you, Lord. Lord God, be
thank
with you. Us. Lead and guide us as we go through this day, Lord God, through this night. In the presence we gonna pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Together again. Amen. For the goodness, for the mercy, for the compassion of God that allowed us together. Amen. We thank God for you, and for you, all that have called in this evening. We give God glory, praise, and honor for each of you in your rightful places in the Lord today. Amen. Glory to God. I've got a house full of company, and I am not going to hold you long. But just want to share very briefly with you tonight. We've all come up in the Sunday school and the church, and we've heard of the story about the man that had been at the pool for 38 years. In the book of John, the fifth chapter, we know the story of how the angel went down at a certain season and troubled the waters. And the first individual that was in the pool after the troubling of the water, that individual was healed of whatsoever disease that he had. The word Bethesda means porch of mercy, house of mercy. In the Greek language, in the English language, it means porches. Amen. Glory to God. Of mercy, of grace. Amen. Porches, mercies of grace. Amen. Grace. Five porches. Amen. Five, they say, is the number of grace. Amen. Glory to God. And I just thank God that God has always had a way to deal with his people. And we know that the Bible said that there were many cities when Jesus walked the earth. There were many places that Jesus went into, and he could not do many miracles because of the people's unbelief. And I just believe tonight I saw something in reading this passage again this week, and I had a lot of what ifs come to me as I read this passage. And Jesus only went and healed that one man that day, yet there were five porches full of impotent people, but only one was healed. And what if? Hallelujah. And as I was reading this, and it never came to my mind before, but what if Jesus went to the house of mercy at the troubling, at the moment the angel was coming down and troubling the water, and people knew of the water and the angel and the troubling of the water, and they knew of those that was first in was healed. But what if Jesus had gone at the very time that the angel was troubling the water? What if they were so locked in, they were so focused on what had been happening and how it used to be, and, you know, this is the way it is and it cannot be another way. And everybody knows the story of, you know, you got to be the first one in, and if you ain't the first one in, it kind of like, you know, we can't give up hope. We have to never give up. We have to, you know, believe until it's not happening. But what if he went that day at the very time that the angel was troubling the water, and the angel's over here troubling the water, and people are trying to roll in and jump in and maybe even have family members to throw them in. Bless the name of the Lord. But what if Jesus was there at that exact same time, but they couldn't see him because they are focused on one way, one thing. One time, the angel going to come down and he's going to trouble the water. But what if sometime we're so focused on our way, or having it our way, or doing it this way, or Mama Nim done it this way, Uncle Nim done it this way. What if we're so focused and this ministry is called out of the box? But what if sometimes we have God locked in to a certain thing in a certain way, and he's got to do this way, and he's got to come that way, and he's never done it different. And, you know, what if we're so busy looking, they said we can't see the forest for the trees. What if we are so bent on doing it like they used to do it, or this is the only way to do it? They tell me that there are more than one way to skin a cat.
Right.
What if Jesus had showed up at this house of mercy to heal more than just that one man, but they were so focused in on how they used to do it, you know, how it's been since, you know, I was a little boy, and how it was to then, that God is not locked into one particular thing. And I know this is how it been. You go to the pool, and if you're just lucky enough to be the first one in. But what if it really works by faith and not by sight and not by look? But what if we could just see Jesus, regardless to what else is going on in our life? What if they were at the pool, but when the angel came and troubled the water, and I know that God is responsible for the angel, sending the angel and troubling the water. What if I could believe when the angel troubled the water? What if I could believe that even God sending the angel to love on somebody, some one particular person? What if I could believe that if God could do that, he could heal me without getting in the water? What if? What if? And what if Jesus had showed up this day and he was talking to this paraplegic man and asking him, I'm sure it was a conversation going on. Could anybody hear him? All of the noise and all of the anticipation. You know, can we steal away? Could we steal away in our heart, in our mind, and just have faith in God that, God, I believe if you can send an angel to trouble the water, I believe that you could heal me. And I just want to get close enough. I just, what if somebody had gotten the faith that the woman with the issue of blood had? What if? Hallelujah. Amen. What if somebody had said, you know, I just, if I can get close enough to God's vessel, God too, that angel that he's going to use to trouble the water, what if I would push my faith a little further and say, I believe if God can send an angel and stir up water to heal somebody, I believe that he could heal me if I can get in the vicinity, if I can get close to him, the vessel of God, what God is using. But what if somebody besides the man on the mat for 38 years, what if somebody had said, if I could just get close enough, I believe something will happen. I believe that kind of power that is displayed if I could get close enough, if I could refocus, if I could have that mustard seed faith. What if somebody that day besides the man heard Jesus talking, heard Jesus asking the man, do you want to be healed, blessed? What if they had gotten enough faith to say, now if this man comes in here and asks a man that has been here 38 years, if he has the audacity to come to the house of mercy, hallelujah, and ask somebody if they want to be, what if he had the authority and the power to heal? And what if they had tapped into that? It would have been a lot of people healed that day. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. But just what if it had been different that day? Even because everybody was so focused on the pool and everybody was so focused on trying to be the first one to get in after the troubling of the water. But what if they could have tuned in? My brothers and my sisters, today we can tune in. We don't have to be, he don't, one healing at a time. You know, he is able to heal you over there and me over here and all around the world if we can just supply the faith. Faith moves God. Faith, amen, activate the power of God. And what if I need healing and you need healing and they need healing, she need healing? What if we could just tap into it? What if we can believe enough what we read in the scriptures that if he could send an angel to trouble the water at a certain season, is he still available? Does he still have that power? What if I would tap in? What if I would plug into Christ like we plug in our cell phone? Hallelujah. Amen. And feel that surge of electricity, that power that moves that phone from dead to life. What if we could believe? What if? And it is possible tonight, amen, that we can touch. He's still visiting the house of mercy. That's you and I. He's still visiting. He's still is the same today, yesterday, and forever. He has not changed. He has the same power that he told the paraplegic, get up, take up your bed, and walk. Bless the name. What if we could tap in tonight? What if that same power is available? That same Jesus is available. He has the same power. He has the same ability. And he doesn't have to come down and send an angel anymore. But what if we could tune in at the right time? What if we hope like Abraham, hope against hope, when it seemed nothing to hope for, he hoped yet anyway? What if? What if? We would supply that type of faith tonight. God has the power to heal everyone on this line. And many, 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 many more times. What if we would come aside? What if, song said years ago, steal away? What if we would steal away in that quiet place with the Lord? And what if we would tune everything else out? What if we would do like Hezekiah, hallelujah, and turn our face to the wall, shut out everything else, and get in touch with the Lord? What if? What if? And that is a small word, but it has a big, big meaning. If it had been done, perhaps if we'd done it or no. Another way. Perhaps if we've done it this way. Perhaps if we've done it that way. And faith moves God. What if all of us would call upon him tonight at the same time with that wholeheartedness, without doubt, without wrath, to believe God. Amen. To trust him. Bless the name of the Lord even in our den of lions. Hallelujah, and in our fiery furnaces, what if? What if this whole world would call upon him at the same time? Songs say, I wish this whole world would catch on fire and burn with the Holy Ghost. What if?
All right now. All right, all right.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. I bless the Lord. Amen. He's the same God. He's the God that turned off the flames and the fire. Amen. He's the God that people said, amen, he pulled the lion's teeth, but he didn't pull their teeth. He made them behave. What if we could trust him that way? What if we would say, even if he don't heal me, I know he's able? What if?
All right.
What if this whole world would just decide to believe on Jesus? What if? Wouldn't that be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing that the world would turn to Jesus and a lot of the chaos and a lot of the things that we are experiencing now would be no more? What if, amen, we would decide to believe God? What if, amen, it would really make things a whole lot different? What if, amen, we trusted him with everything in us, if there was no more doubt in us? There were no more fear, amen, of what's going to happen. Sometimes fear will cancel out the faith because we're thinking, what if it doesn't happen? But what if we could have the faith of the Hebrew boys and say, even if he don't, we know he able. Amen. Mm-hmm. What if we could all go and lay at the pool of Bethesda? At the house of mercy where God come. Amen. We know he's going to show up. Amen. Glory to God. What if tonight? Amen. It would be a different world. Well, I wish for me and you tonight that God will give us that kind of faith to change our circumstances, to be healed, to be delivered, to be set free. What if we could only trust God, if we could change our focus, if the way we see things, the way we think things, the Romans tell us about not conforming to the world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. It takes the word of God to renew our mind. There is a reason that God tells us to meditate in his word day and night. And we'll make our way prosperous and have good success. What if? What if we obeyed the word? What if we would do the word? What if we would be completely obedient to God? What if? What if? If those people could have tuned into Jesus like they were tuned into that pool, knowing but wasn't but one of them going to get deliverance, what if they picked up the conversation that Jesus was having with the man? And what if they would have drawn near and touched him with faith? What if? Amen. Glory to God. We need to visit the house of mercy. Amen. Glory to God. We may not have a physical ailment. We may not have an emotional ailment. Amen. Glory to God. But we all got some situations and circumstances. And the song say, I've got to get a message to Jesus. What if we could get a message to Jesus that we want to be healed? We want to be saved. We want to be delivered. We want to be set free. What if? What if? What if? Amen. Just something I wanted to pass on, how different things would be if we can just tune in. If we can just check into the house of mercy with faith. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody got in that pool every year when the water was. Somebody got in there. Why can't it be me? What if? Amen. What if I was the one to get in? What if it's my time, like Shirley Caesar say, you're next in line? What if we could believe that tonight? What if we could hold on to that and let nothing shake our faith in God? Let nothing separate us. Hallelujah. What if? What a different world it would be. And I just thought about that. If they just could have tuned into Jesus that day, it would have been a whole lot more people saved than the two healed than the two people that did get healed, the one first in the water, the one that Jesus healed. But if they just could have tuned into him and what he was doing, let us not get so focused it's one way, it's my way or the highway. But let us, amen, tune into Christ. Let us tune into the possibilities that God has. He's out of the box. He's been out of the box.
Bless the name of the Lord.
And we can touch him. Amen. He's accessible to us. Amen. Glory to God. When I was training to get my CDL, commercial driver's license, they always, when they were training us, when you come up to a four-way stop, you may have the right of way, but what if that other car don't stop? What are you prepared to do? You may have the right of way, but if it doesn't stop, what if it doesn't stop? What if it does not yield? Are we prepared? How do we think ahead about, you know, what kind of maneuvers that I can make to avoid something that would otherwise be dangerous? What if the Lord is still visiting the house of mercy where there's still impotent folk there that needs to be healed? But what if they think about, you know, I know the water gonna be troubled, but that's an act of God. That is a work of God. What if I could tune in enough that even receive healing without the water? But I believe that if those people had realized who was in their midst, it would have been a different story written in the scriptures. But again, he said he went to many places when he was in earth, and he could not do many miracles because of the faith of the people. What if?
What if?
I had the faith to touch him, to believe, to trust him. Amen. Glory to God. Just something I wanted to pass on to you as I was reading the scripture about the house of mercy. The house of mercy is still open. It's still receiving people. Amen. And the water has already been troubled. Amen. Jesus gave his life on Calvary to open up a better way for you and I. Amen. Let us trust him for our all. Amen. All of the stories that we read in the scriptures. Amen. Jesus is the same. He's the same today as he was yesterday. Oh, but we would have faith to trust him. What if?
Yes.
Amen. I bless you today in the name of the Lord. Just want to share that to stir somebody's faith. He's still available. He's still God. He's still on the throne. He's still working miracles. Amen. Mm-hmm. He still has all power in heaven and earth in his hand. What if we would trust him? Our stories would come out differently. God bless you each. I pray that you will have a great rest of your week and that we would practice as safety as much as possible. That COVID is still hanging around. My 11-year-old granddaughter has had it this past week, so let us be careful. Let us just be mindful. Let us be alert. Let us be prayerful. For our adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion. He's going to and fro seeking who. If he can't get you with a red apple, he'll go get a green one. If the green one don't work, he'll get a yellow one. If the yellow one don't work, he'll go back to the red one, but he doesn't give up. So let us press on. Let us keep the faith. And let us, amen, grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to know whatever he done back then, he's able to do it again. God bless you. I love you with the love of God. God bless each of you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
In the water.
Go ahead.
In the water, future. Way in the water, God's gonna trouble the water. I said, wait in the water.
Yeah.
Wait in the water, children. Wait in the water.
Yeah.
God's gonna trouble the water. God bless you tonight, Apostle Asai. God bless you for that message of encouragement. What if we would trust God? What if we would believe him at his word? What if we would have the faith at the size of a mustard seed and see God move mountains for us? Yeah. I thank you for that encouragement tonight, my sister. I absorbed it. I took it in. I felt where your spirit was and your heart was and the message to us. And I just thank God for it because we have to believe him for our healing. We have a God that's able to heal us, to strengthen us. We've heard some testimonies today of healings and how God can move. What if we trust him as you just you challenged me tonight. You challenged us to have faith, to believe God at his word. And as everybody was waiting, I thank you for the house of mercy. We need mercy. He's a merciful God. And so I just want to continue to just lift him up today as it's been a blessing for me all day long. And thank you, Apostle Asai, for that message, that word of encouragement to us and to strengthen us. Because sometimes the road gets tough.
Yes, sir.
Must always be confident, continue on, always keeping our faith. Always abounding in the work of the Lord and believing for what he can do to strengthen us and to keep us along the journey. So I thank you for that. God bless you. And may God
bless
always
you,
be
my
with
brother.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless
God
you,
God bless you. God bless you tonight.
Bless
Amen.
You.
And all the other saints on the line that's listening, we pray that God touch you and you have something that you can share. God bless you tonight. Deacon Connor, thank you, my brother. For being on the line, thank you for the prayer.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Sister Susie, for what you provided for us tonight in song, Amazing Grace, that saved a wretch like me. I don't know about everybody else, but saved a wretch like me. So thank you, Jeff.
Just like me.
Yes, Lord. So thank you, brother. And
Hallelujah.
I bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. What a word just to encourage us and heal somebody. Need to be touched by that word tonight. And I pray that the word has gone on to perform in them what is intended to be done tonight through you, my sister. God bless you. That's my prayer. God bless you. God bless all of you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Pastor. Thank you. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor Kuiper.
Yes.
Amen. Are there any other comments, questions? Amen. Thank you, Apostle, mm-hmm. for that wonderful message. Amen.
Bless you, Deep. Bless you.
See those children.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go on.
See those children dressed in red. Looks like the children that Jesus fed. Now wait. In the water, children, wait. God done troubled the waters. If I could, I surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood. Now wait. In the water, children, wait. God done troubled the water. Hallelujah. He's done already troubled.
Sing on.
Thank you. Somebody
see those
Come on.
Children dressed in white. Look
Go
at
ahead.
The children of the Israelites now wait. In the water, children, wait. In the water, children, wait. In the water, God's gun troubled the water. Went to the church one day to pray. So I got happy and I stayed all day now, wait.
Mm-hmm.
In the water, children, wait. In the water, children, wait. In the water, God done troubled the water. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes, God. Yes, God.
Ooh, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Jesus.
Glory.
Hey,
hey,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you.
No other King.
Yeah.
No other King.
Oh, yeah.
The angels in
heaven.
Yes. My name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you believe us.
Go ahead. Praise reports this evening.
I am blessed this day. I am blessed to be here from this early morning down to this present hour. Thank you, Lord. All the aches and pains, I'm still here. I am grateful, grateful for health and strength, because it could have been the other way, y'all. It could have been the other way. I just thank you, Lord, for still being here.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. You voice my sentiments exactly. Amen. Anyone else?
Thank Amen. You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you.
Yes.
Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you.
Yes.
Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you.
Yes.
Lord, I love you.
Yes.
Lord, I love you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, I worship you.
Yes.
Lord, I worship you.
Yes.
Lord, I worship you.
Yes, he's worthy.
Lord, I worship you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, I love you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you.
Love you, Lord. Love you, Lord.
Lord, I love you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I first give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank God for the word that went forth. What if we had the faith as a likened to a mustard seed? What if that we trust God in? What if everybody had Jesus? What a wonderful world this would be.
That's
a, you know, a question to us. What if we was at the pool of Bethesda and waiting on the troubles of water, and Jesus is standing right there? What if?
Mm-hmm.
What if? I thank God for the word Hallelujah. I thank God for, you know, being on the line to be able to hear what the Spirit is saying into the church. I thank God for Apostle Atzai for coming forth with that word. I thank you. Amen. Be encouraged.
Amen. God bless you. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. And thank you. Thank you, Pastor John.
Amen.
So we move on this evening. Let me cool off a little bit here. Amen.
All right now.
Glory.
Prayer list.
I would like to step to the prayer list tonight and for traveling grace in the morning as I go to Atlanta for some tests in the morning. I would like to also put my grandson TJ on the list and my whole house.
Hello?
Yes.
You said TJ?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else? Is this brother on this evening?
Probably not. Deacon Connor, I've heard that Miss James got sick or something, went to the hospital this morning. Keep her on the list for complete healing.
Anyone else? Okay, now we will have scripture by Minister Dr. Deborah Singleton.
Amen. Good evening again. I thank God for being in this place on today, this evening. I just praise God, and I thank God for the message from Apostle Atzai, What If? And I will say this, if we as disciples of Christ would catch on fire and carry out Matthew 28:19-20, I know that we would have a better world. Our scripture tonight comes from Psalm 121, and this is a psalm to encourage each of us. No matter what situation we find ourselves in, whether it's traveling to a doctor's appointment, whether it's situations going on, trials or tribulations or whatever, I believe this scripture will encourage us all. It says, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help, your help, our help as disciples of Christ comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. This is for all those names that was called out this evening. Those that are, as I say, maybe traveling. Even Psalms 91 goes with you as well. But I want to remind us, we must lift up our eyes, our heart, our mind, our all in all, knowing that our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, our strong God, we come to thee with bowed heads and humble hearts, thanking you for all that you have done for us.
Yes.
We thank you, O God, for light, health, and for the active loose of our limbs. think you'll glorify last night lying down and not early rising this morning.
Yes.
We thank you, O God, as we slumbered and slept.
Mm-hmm.
You gave us your mercy and your grace.
Yes.
So when old death tried to take our sinful souls away, you touched us with the finger of love and woke us up on due time.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, O God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, O God, as we made our way to the breakfast table that you provided food for us.
Mm-hmm.
For that, we thank you. We thank you, O God, for being us able to gather on this line to hear each other's voice. And this evening, as we gather, we ask that you heal Brother MacArthur Milton.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that you give traveling grace for Sister Ruby Dudley. We ask that you bless TJ. We ask, oh God, that you give your healing power, Sister Jeannie James. And we ask that your blessings upon the gathering place beyond the wall.
Yes, yes.
Gates of Prayer, Out of the Box Ministries and Enlightenment, Men of Hope Resource Center, and with that we bless us, keep us, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 And that's it tonight. We'd like to thank each and every one of you tonight that participated all the way down from the opening prayer by Sister Ruby Sunshine Dudley. The song by our songstress, The Perfect Pitch, Sister Milton, and then our wonderful Walk in the Word by Apostle Adeline Airside. Thank you for all your wonderful comments this evening. Pastor Kuiper, all the ones that gave those wonderful comments. And we thank you, oh God, for Minister Dr. Deborah Simonton.
Amen.
Thank you, oh God, for her input on this ministry we play. And with that being said,
amen.
Would you say good night? And you all have a blessed rest of the week until we hear you again on Tuesday. Love y'all. Good night.
Love you.
Love y'all too.
Love y'all. Thank you, God. Amen.
Y'all have a blessed, blessed evening.
Have a blessed weekend. Be blessed.
Safe travels. Safe travels. Praying Psalm 91.
Amen.
Mr. Singleton, text
yes,
me,
sir.
Text me Pastor John's stories, contact information, please.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Thanks.
Good night, Mama.
Good night, Ruben.
Aurelia.
Good night. Good night, Mama.
Good night, Deacon Connor.
Aurelia, she must have went to sleep then. All right, I'm going to put Jig in the bathroom, and I'll call you for a turnover.
Please do. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.